Have you ever been to the supermarket and decided to pinch a grape? Admit it, you have. Come on, all of us have at one stage. Just one little grape. There are heaps of grapes. They won't mind, surely, if you have one for free, right? But what about a movie? I mean, we're not talking grabbing a DVD off the shelf and leaving without paying, but what about downloading one for free from the internet? It's like the grape, there are heaps of films, and you're one of heaps of people doing the exact same thing, right? Well, doing exactly that is about to get much more difficult. The Copyright Amendment Bill of 2015 passed through the Senate yesterday. It gives film and TV companies the ability to have piracy and file sharing websites blocked in Australia. Steele Garian is an internet writer and commentator who's been following the developments. Good afternoon, Steele Garian.
Good afternoon, Lorna.
So what exactly does the new bill mean?
It means that the copyright holders, the people who actually own the rights of the films or TV programs, now have a defined legal process they can follow to have a block put in place on the internet. So they can go to the federal court and say, look, here's a website overseas that has illegitimate copies of a film or a TV program, and we would like you to stop Australians from being able to connect to that over the internet. And the federal court decides, yes, if the primary purpose of that site is to facilitate copyright infringement, then they'll issue an order and the internet service providers will take action. Now, exactly how that process works after that, we don't know yet, because it's only become a law, well, you know, now. So the sort of process has to be worked out. So that's the broad outline of it anyway.
Do you think that this is actually going to stop pirates in their tracks from downloading films?
Look, I don't, personally, and for two reasons. One is that it's very difficult to completely block people from being able to access a particular remote site on the internet, because the whole structure of the internet and the tools available on it are designed to work around damage, to work around traffic and so on. It's a bit like, you know, you've got a network of roads going through a town and you want to stop someone getting through the town, so you just block the main road. Well, they can go down an alleyway, a side street, take any number of ways around. There is a question about whether the Act is now worded to block or to make illegal some of those kinds of technologies, and we might get to that. But the second point that I don't think it's really going to work is that even though an argument has been made for, look, you know, the reason there's so much unlawful copying on the internet is that the film and television companies are being slow to provide the product and their pricing factors are wrong and so on. But if the material was available at a fair price and immediately, then people would happily pay for that. Now, that kind of did turn out for the music industry, and it's starting to happen for film and TV, but really there's always going to be a few people who think they're entitled to it because it's there and they should have it. They want it now and they want it exactly in their form. I suppose in the same way you talk about people pinching grapes from the supermarket. I mean, yeah, but, you know, and people pinch pens and paper clips from the office. But, you know, would they steal an office chair? Would they steal a filing cabinet? There are certainly people who think that's all right because, you know, the boss is rich.
Exactly. With these people that would be, you know, seasoned pirates, I guess, we're talking tech whizzes, like you say, they'll manage to find the alley that will take them past and manage to take them on another route to get to where they want to go. Mm-hmm. Is this sort of legislation effective in a sense of warding off, say, the mums and dads who are just giving it a go, or people that aren't necessarily that familiar with technology, computers? They've given it a go, they've downloaded a movie, it was easy, but, you know, oh, there's this new legislation out, I don't want to do it anymore.
I think that's right. And look, we're looking at instilling into society the idea that it's wrong to do this stuff. And And that's why, you know, I don't even know whether this law was particularly needed. And certainly Internet Australia, the lobby group, and a couple of other organisations have said, look, we've only just passed new laws which create a regime where copyright holders can get warning notes sent out. Like they can say to an internet service provider, look, here are the addresses, the internet addresses of computers on your network and the times on which they were transmitting or illegal content. Can you send them the warning letter? And a process is in place for that. And the question is still open whether those kinds of warnings and education process will get rid of most of the casual copying. The kind of research around the world is mixed on that. But we have that, and we also have streaming video on demand services coming in like Netflix and Stan and others. And Internet Australia again suggests, well, why rush this? Why didn't we just wait a year to see whether those measures already in place will do anything over the course of their first year? Look, I don't know. I mean, as you say, anyone who's really got technical skills is not going to have much difficulty. And the other problem is the court order will ask internet service providers to block where that copyright infringing site is now. Well, half an hour later, it can be somewhere else. They just move it elsewhere on the internet. So you're playing a giant game of whack-a-mole. To what end? I don't know.
Has there been any indication that you've seen from the discussion from what took place in Parliament when this legislation or this bill was discussed and the legislation passed as to why they're pursuing this bill, given there was that, you know, the recent changes that allowing companies to send out letters like warning letters?
Look, I have a very cynical answer to that, and I'm sure you'll think that this just isn't possible. But my cynical view is that the company most affected by this and most pushing for said legislation is Village Roadshow, and Village Roadshow is a major donor to both the Coalition and the Labor Party. It's the Attorney General George Brandis only spoke with copyright holders when developing this legislation. He didn't talk to consumer groups. He didn't talk to the internet industry. He didn't talk to the streaming video company. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being too cynical there.
Perhaps. Do you think there needs to be, you know, a bit of water to go under the bridge to see if this first sort of first introduction changes, sending letters out, that needs to be tested to see if it's actually putting people off pirating, downloading movies from the internet before, you know, more changes, more things are introduced?
Absolutely. I mean, having to fire up a, you know, an injunction in the federal court takes quite a bit of time and effort and money. And if it can be done, you know, 90% as good a reduction in illegal copying through a kind of warning and public education process, well, you save a lot of money and you save a lot of court time. And when we come back to it, I don't know that this is really such an existential threat to the film industry as Village Roadshow makes out. I mean, there are still movies out there making record money at the box office, Village Roadshow, I will keep naming them, but they're always taking a high profile in this stuff. They're still quite a profitable company, and they've still got plenty of money to give away to political parties. So, you know, I'm not so sure that this is the battle they should be fighting. I see it more that they're really just fighting against the internet, and in any way they can, because the internet is a global information distribution system which dramatically reduces costs and, you know, it operates globally, so you don't need regional distribution companies anymore adding massively to the cost of making and distributing a film. And really, I see a bunch of old white males in the film industry trying to save their jobs.
Do you think, is there any other bills, any other proposed laws in the wings? Should we expect any other similar changes or any other big changes aimed at targeting piracy and downloading movies from the internet soon?
There is a feeling that the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, which has a huge section on intellectual property and copyright, could criminalise certain activities which are now merely a civil offence. I mean, if you or I download a movie from the internet, we're not committing a crime. We are merely breaching the copyright, and the copyright holders need to take civil actions. What there is a push for in the TPP negotiations is really criminalising, not just when someone's doing it at scale or commercially selling illegal copies, but to make some of the lesser offences into a criminal offence. And that means you suddenly get the police interested, and then you suddenly get people having criminal records if they're found guilty. So that's less definite, but it's certainly something that the copyright industry would like to see, I'm sure.
On the radar. Hey, thanks so much for having a chat. It's fascinating stuff and definitely something to keep a finger on the pulse of. Thanks so much for having a chat this afternoon.
Pleasure, Lorna, anytime.
That was Still Gary, and he's an internet writer and commentator who was keeping an eye on the changes that came through Parliament yesterday, through the Senate, the Copyright Amendment Online Infringement Bill of 2015 was passed, which is going to make it a bit more difficult for people to download movies from the internet. Interesting. Watch this space.